Hello, 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 and welcome to another Fabulous Friday with your favorite friends right here on the Six Sides Radio Network with AJ and the Squad in the Queen's Court on Friday, October the 27th, 2023. Pack your bags, get your lunch bag, get your popcorn, get your candy. We're going to the circus. We're going trick-or-treating. We're going to have a fun-filled night tonight. But, of course, before we do all that, keeping God first, a prayer with Evangelist Clayton.
Hallelujah, giving honor to our Father, His Son, and the Holy Spirit on this beautiful, beautiful evening. Another day that the Lord has blessed thee, and it's so good, amen, to be in the midst one more time, amen, to worship Him in spirit and in truth. Our Father who art in heaven, holy would be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debt as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but to deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. In your Son, Jesus Christ's name, that we ask and pray. Most gracious Father God, almighty, all-powerful Father God, the miraculous God that we serve tonight, God. I just want to give you the praise, God, and glorify your name for one more opportunity, God, that you have given, Father God, to use this mouthpiece, Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, I just want to tell you thank you, Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Forgive us, God, of anything that we have said or done, omission, commission, to grieve you or displease you, God, in any way, form, or fashion. We ask, Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, if it be your will, Father God, to let thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven, Father God. Lord, I want to thank you for one more opportunity you have given me, Father God, to lift up your holy name, God. I want to thank you, God, for how you were with me, God, in the surgery, God. You performed the miracle, Father God, and you brought me out, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And Lord, I just want to pray your holy name, God, and I just want to give you the glory, Father God, for how you work, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Lord, I want to thank you, Father God, for Queen and Night, God. I want to thank you for how you reach way down, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. How you healed her body, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. How you strengthen her, God, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. I want to thank you, God, for keeping Brother Tony, Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We know that you're able, God, because you did it for us, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. You did it, Father God, for Brother AJ, Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. You did it, Father God, for Mr. Kale, Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We know, God, that you are that miraculous God tonight, Father God. You're performing miracles, God, above all that we ask or we think, Father God. And Lord, how you reach down, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus with Sister Destiny, God. How you massage their hearts, Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. God, like no other God, you're worthy of the praise, Father God. How you're comforting them, God, in the time of the storm that they're going through, God. The earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal, Father God. And to be absent from the body is to be present with you, Heavenly Father. And God, we give you all of the glory and all of the honor, Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for 6 Hours Radio Network with AJ and the Squad in Queens Court, God. God, we just want to tell you thank you, God, for each and every squad member, God, and their household, God, and what they stand in the need of, Father God. And according to your will, God, that your will be done, Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our children and our children's children, our great-grandbabies, Father God, our kinsmen, God, our sisters and brothers, Father God, our sons and daughters, Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, God, like no other, God, you're worthy of the praise, Father God. Father God, we ask, Lord, that you look down upon Brother Brown tonight, Father God. Bryant tonight, Father God. You know who he is, God, and what he stands in the need of, God. Go before him as a fountain empty. Refill, redefine, and restore him, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Use them, God, for your glory, Father God. Like no other, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And God, we're going to glorify your holy name, God. Continue, Father God, to let him minister, Father God, through his success, Father God, that you have equipped him with, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, to show on a platform, God, in the name of Jesus, like no other, God. You're worthy of the praise, God. Touch him even the most, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch his family, God, all those affiliated, associated, and related, God. Touch in a very special way, God. Lord, continue to touch the listeners, God, the listening ears, God, those that come out to support AJ and the squad in Queens Court, God. We give you the glory, God. We give you the praise, God, in the mighty name of your son, Jesus Christ. And, Lord, we're going to cap this thing, God, done, God. You show up, God, and you show out, Father God, in the name of Jesus, like no other, God. You're so worthy to be praised, God. Lord, I got a dance in my feet and a clapping in my hands because I know what you have brought me from, God. I know what you're doing, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, Lord, I give it all to you tonight, God. Lord, I thank you for my sisters and my brothers, God. I thank you for your hedge of protection, God. Look down upon Maine tonight, Father God. Look down upon Israel tonight, Father God. Look down on Jerusalem tonight, Father God. Look down on our state, our county, our cities, Father God. Look down, Father God, in the name of your son, Jesus Christ. Lead and guide thee, God, on the path of righteousness for your name's sake, God. And even though we go through some valleys, Father God, you're in the valley with us, Father God. And, Lord, we thank you for leading and guiding us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for being that light that shines upon a thousand hills, God. God, we will glorify you, and we're going to magnify your name, God. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, God. Shine your Shekinah glory down upon thee, God. And, Lord, we're going to give you all of the praise. We're going to glorify your name, and we tell you thank you for meeting us right here at the appointed time, God. And, Lord, when we came to the end of this journey tonight, God, God, you're going to get the glory out of this story. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus Christ, that thy will be done in all of our lives. In Jesus Christ's name that I pray, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for that. As we said earlier, sit back and relax. We're going to have fun tonight. We're going to celebrate some things, some Halloween. We're going to have a fabulous speaker. So sit back, get comfortable, grab your friends, tell them to come on. We've got an action-packed show for you tonight. So thank you for joining us tonight on Six Eyes Radio Network. It was a cold and chilly night. There's excitement everywhere. AJ and the squad in the Queen's Court is about to go live on the air. There's another great guest with music and commercials in between. And don't get scared when they start talking about Halloween. Maybe there's a ghost on the line or a goblin on the phone. Maybe there's bats and witches flying around in your home. It's going to be a good night with information that's handy. But don't make us have to call Chucky if you don't bring us some candy.
I see some trick-or-treaters. Little Billy and Darryl go to trick-or-treat at night with their gear.
Hey, Darryl. Hey, Darryl.
Yeah, man. What's up? What's up? What's up?
Hey, Darryl. Are we supposed to be sitting there?
Oh, yeah. Put your vest on. Put your vest on.
I got my vest on. You got your vest on? All right, turn on the first light. All right, let's remember what Daddy said. If somebody come up, stranger danger.
Little bit.
Yeah, what's going on?
There's some scary noises going on.
Man, stop being such a weird. This is a haunted hell. It's a haunted world. Let's go. Let's go down that haunted world.
All right.
Oh my god. Escape, run. Get out, where are you at? Oh my god, I'm all alone. to pee my pants. I'm going to pee my pants. Dad, where are you?
Oh, over here. All right.
Where you go?
Oh, was you scared?
Nah, I
wasn't scared. Hey, here's the door right there. Knock on the door. Trick or treat time. Trick or treat time.
All right. You're fine.
Oh, you first.
Trick or treat.
Won't you come on in?
I think not. My dad said not to come in. That's what he said.
Yeah, he said not to go in.
Sorry, I'm not sick.
Stranger danger. Stranger danger.
Ha! Run that one.
Carol and Billy takes off running. And he almost got back home. Ren. Come here. Where do you think you're going?
Stranger danger. All right, take my finger. Come on, Dad.
Little Daryl and little Billy gets back home and tells his father what just happened.
Hey there, Billy. Now settle back down. Why you looking like that?
Dad, we was together, and we knocked on this one door, and this monster or something, I don't know what that was. It looked so hideous. I think it looked something like AJ in a Halloween mask or something like that.
Yeah, and I think I saw the queen, and she was back there, and she was cooking, it looked like Brian and Joy head, and it looked like, Rancis Clayton head over there.
Yeah, and then when I turned around, it was Tempe's and Charlie right there, and the Godfather, you know, in the newspaper or something like that.
So,
goddamn,
you
see
y'all saw all that?
Yep, down there, please.
Sound like y'all feeling mighty sick there in this been daydreaming, walking or something like that. I tell you what, how about y'all come in here, and I'll give y'all some candy and stuff like that, and we can get a shin. Yep, that there, shin on the Six Eyes Radio Network, AJ and the Squad. Yep, AJ, yep. And those good old people doing that milk check and stuff like that. And guess what?
Hello.
Hold on. We heard that voice out there.
Yes, we heard that voice. Welcome. Sit back and relax. 424-243-9617. 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Every Friday night. First Friday night, Queen's Court. And the squad is always in attendance.
Get that, fella. And so y'all sit there and y'all dial. Yep, dial that number. And press that one and get that Memphis check. And guess what? Gentlemen's on AJ and the squad right there on Facebook. Yep. Want to be a speaker? Send us a message. And we'll be a hot match. All right. Happy Halloween. Yep, from the Justins.
Yep, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Good evening, and welcome to another great episode of AJN, the Squad, along with the Queen's Court, here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. From all of us, to all of you, happy Halloween. darkness falls across the land. The midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
Michael Jackson, Vincent Price.
To reap.
All right.
Well, all right.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to
another show. Hey, yeah,
Rocket Squad, the Queen's Court here on the 6 Hours Radio
Hello.
Network.
Hi, everyone. Wow, that light up. I should stay under
the covers
or look out the window. What?
1-7. I'm trying to tell you. Remember, press that one. Wait till you hear. You are now the host, Q, and Queen will get right to you to unmute your mic. And you can join all the festivities.
Right here, right now. All right. 336, you're open. 803, you're open. Let me see. That's all so far. Remember, press one, like the young man said. If you want to talk to us, so it's about your mental, press that nice one, and we'll get to you. ASAP. 434, your mic is open. Let's see who else we got. Okay.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, well, you got time. Hey,
good evening.
Honey,
good evening.
Good evening, everyone.
All right.
We'll wait till
so as always,
opens,
we'll get
we'll start with the mental check.
Yes, yes. And as always, as we always say, it's okay not to be okay. Just tell somebody. Just let somebody know. This is the Queen, and I'm okay, you guys. I feel so good. I've had just the best day. My body is healing. Y'all might could hear Christine in the back. If you can't hear it, I do apologize for that. But, you know, it is what it is. But I feel good. My spirit has been lifted. It has been renewed.
Uh-huh.
I just have a really different look about a lot of things in my life. And I know when God, not going to say if God, but when God brings me completely out of this, I know some things will change in my life, and I know it'll be for the better. And it probably some things that, had I been obedient, probably would have never happened. But because he did what he did and did things the way he did it, it's going to be okay, and I'm going to be just fine. And so today I got one of my coworkers brought me some stuff by here, and I had a whole bunch of cards from a couple of classes at school. From the babies, the babies. And, you know, they was drawing pictures of different food and, oh, we just miss you and we love you and it's just not the same without you and nobody laughs and talks to us and we're just, when you coming back and oh, my God. That's when you know it makes it worth it. Me sitting here tonight, how I feel and what I'm going through, makes me know it's worth it when them kids are fed, when them kids are found, when them kids are happy, when them kids know somebody cares. So I you know, of course, me being me, I've shed a few tears because I'm a big crybaby. But it just, it is what it is, and God is great, God is good. I just thank God for what he's doing in me, what he renewing me from the inside out. and I just thank him for that. I'm here tonight with the hottest radio show in America. I don't care what nobody say. And I'm proud to be a part of it. We got the squad here. We got our great listeners, our supportive audience. Oh, I got my king here. I'm good. We got a great speaker. We're going to play around today. We're just going to have a good night. So with that being said, I'm complete. And thank you guys for your love, support, your prayers. Keep them coming. Keep them coming.
Amen.
Amen. Good afternoon on this beautiful, beautiful 27th day of October. Hey, this is the Angelus Clayton, and I'm hailing out of Tallahassee, Florida. And wow, I think Queen has said it all. You know, and it's okay to not be okay. I'm so grateful. I'm on a new high. I'm on a new high, new journey. You know, God has done some miraculous things in my life the last 2 weeks. Amen. I just thank God for the support of AJ and the squad in Queen's Court and you and your prayers that went up before me. Amen. To God be the glory. You know, and I've been under the weather. Well, I wouldn't say under the weather. I just said I had to go through a process. Had to go through a process, and God is working on my building. I went under, amen. I was in surgery for 6 hours. Amen. To God be the glory. And I thank God for who he is that went in with the surgery with me and came out of the surgery with me. I went in praying, and I came out giving God the praise. Amen. To God be the glory. So I'm just so grateful today. And it's a new journey, a new walk, a new look. Amen. That God has divinely done within me. And on yesterday I went back to the surgical, amen, and they removed stitches. They moved 50 stitches from each side, you know, of my breast. 50 stitches. I was in for over 2 hours and a half of them removing stitches, amen, to God. So I still have about 40 more to go, amen, which is, they are dissolvable tissue. So I am grateful for the God that we serve, that he said, I'll never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you. And where you are, there he is too. So he was with me. He's with me today. He's with me every minute, every second, every hour. But he's with me tonight on the hottest radio station you heard in America, AJ and the squad in Queen's Court. Amen. And you dare not want to miss any of these shows. And I'm just so grateful for who God is in all of our life. And thank God for how God does miraculous work. And then he brings you back even better, even stronger, even wiser. I am better, I'm stronger, and I'm wiser. He's still healing me. So you all continue to pray my strength continually in the Lord. It's going to take some time for my healing, but through it all, I'm in the process. So I'm going to run on to see what the end's going to be. And you all just continue to pray my continual strength in the Lord, that God is going to get the glory out of this story. Pray continue for me, and I'm completed. Amen.
Amen.
Hello, hello, hello to each and every one of y'all out there. This is Miss Pride and Joy. And I'm calling from the North Carolina area, and I am spookalicious. Spookalicious, that's my word. I am spookalicious for everyone.
I like that.
So we hope everybody has a wonderful day and ready to have a more joyful day and to enjoy with us with Halloween. Halloween, bring everybody out. If you ain't already got them out, call them. We'll wait on them. Have a nice happy Halloween to each and every one of y'all. From Miss Pride and Joy, AJ and the squad. Okay.
Good evening, everyone. This is Destiny calling from out of Virginia. I'm just feeling thankful today, thankful to be alive to see another day. I'm a little worried about my nephew because my nephew told me, Auntie, I'm in a very dark place right now. So I'm just praying that God would touch his situation that he's going through and touch him and show him that he is still God and he can still do the miraculous, you know. So I just want y'all to continue to pray for me and pray for him also. His name is Ronnie. He was on the show a few months ago. But just pray, strengthen the Lord. Thank you.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. God.
Any more queens? There you go. No, that's it. Okay, it's all right. All right, King, step on up. Step up. I know it's King's
here. Oh, well, hey, listen, I ain't going to keep waiting on him because, you know, we done had this conversation before.
Right.
But, you know.
Exactly.
Hello. Yes, sir.
How y'all doing?
Good evening to
all
you,
right,
sir.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, having a great, joyous time, having fun doing what I do, making people laugh each and every day. But I'm Two-Piece from South Carolina, having a wonderful time with a huge event coming up next month, and I'm just doing off the chain, you know. Gonna sit back in here and enjoy my popcorn. Everybody wants some. Got caramel popcorn, original popcorn. Got my goobers and all that good stuff. And big old drink of root beer. Let's get it.
All righty then.
850, your mic is open. I think they're my people.
Hello.
There you go.
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
Yes,
how you doing? Good evening.
How y'all doing?
We're doing good. How are you doing this evening, sir?
I'm doing good. This is Leslie.
It's good to hear you.
I'm from Tallahassee, Florida, and I'm glad to be back on the 6 Eyes Radio Network, and I'm looking forward to the show. Which I bring my strength in the Lord.
Amen.
Hi, everyone. Hello. Hi.
Hey.
Good evening.
This is Jenny Lockley. I'm the wife of Leslie Lockley from Tallahassee, Florida. My middle self is 8 and a half. I thank God for this day and each and every day, and God is awesome, and we just need to know that God will provide each day what we need. We've got to keep striving. Each day we have to press before, no matter what the situation is or how difficult it may be. And I just thank God for another opportunity to be with 6 Eyes Radio Network in the Queensport. And it's always a blessing to be able to enjoy, you know, with other brothers and sisters all around the world from anywhere. And every time we get together, I just say, what a time, what a wonderful time we have. Thank God for that. And may God bless each and one of you on the show tonight.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Bless you as well.
God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Any more kings? Of course there's more kings.
We have any more kings in the building.
Of course there's more kings.
Well, till we figure that out, good evening, everybody. This is AJ calling out of the great city, state of Cleveland, Ohio. Well, hey, what's going on, everybody? good evening. Good evening, everyone. Good evening. My mental is, what happened? Oh, I thought somebody had said something. My mental is great. Emotionally, though, I've been having these off and on and getting headaches, and I'm trying to regulate my blood pressure. But other than that, I mean, I am I'm great other than that. You know, I'm doing what I always do, just trying to get through another day. Stay focused on a nonprofit organization, focus on my family, my grandbaby, just, you know, all the things that I'm supposed to be doing. So I'm really just focused on that. But as always, I'm glad to be here on the Six Sides Radio Network, Agent and Squad, the Queen's Court, with my queen, with the squad, with all of our favorite listeners. And so I'm really happy for that. I'm glad that I have a nice circle of friends, people I call family who've been keeping my spirits up, making me laugh, mm-hmm. all those good things. And, of course, I'm glad that, you know, that Queen is getting much better. Man, Clayton is getting much better. I know we have all been going through some things, and we talk about it every now and then because we do what we do. We know
yes,
the devil's at us. He's at us because we are making a difference. We are doing what we set out to do. And all of us understand because we are the warriors, because we are the ones who have chosen this path, that we're going to go through it more than the normal. And we've all accepted that. And we've told the devil, put him up. Let's go. You know, we'll bring your best, whatever you got. Because obviously you don't know that we are children of God, and you're just not going to have your way with us. So I'm just glad to be here. I'm glad to be surrounded with the type of individuals that each and every one of you represent, which is greatness and phenomenalism. And I'm just so proud to be a part of everything that we have going on right here on the Six Sides Radio Network, AJ and the Squad in the Queen's Court. With that, I'm complete. I can't wait for tonight.
Did y'all hear that big word, phenomenalism? Y'all hear that word?
Yay! I was like, okay.
Well, you know, every now and then I try to break out. You know, I'm known for the short vocabulary. Every now and then, you know.
Okay.
I lost it.
I told you he never ceases to amaze me.
Well, yeah, I got my thesaurus, you know, so I thought, you know, let me flip through here and see what I can find that would be proper for tonight.
I know, that's right.
You know, that's one of our favorite words around here. You know,
it is. That's one of our favorite words. Phenomenal. Yes.
Exactly. Mom and them say we got the topic here.
Topic here.
Exactly. But if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Right there. Anybody else? Remember, press 1 if you would like to talk to us and tell us about your mental. We love to hear how you're doing. Express one. Okay, we'll check one more time. I don't want to hold nobody back. Okay, so while y'all thinking about it, let me do this right here. Let me go ahead and pay this bill, and let's go ahead and get that done so we can stick around for a little while longer. Get this taken care of.
Hope you are ready. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Love ya. Really? Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
Good advice. Good advice to follow.
And really pay attention to that more as we go into the holidays, because you know it's going to get a little busy and people are going to be out and about. So please definitely pay attention to what you're doing. Watch it out there. And sometimes you got to drive for yourself and the people around you. So just be careful with that.
Buckle up.
That's right. Anybody else before we move on? What? Tell us your mentor. Anybody?
Good evening, everyone. Can you hear me?
Good evening.
We can hear you. We can hear you a little bit. You sound way, 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 way back in the back of the back.
You're
back
there
back.
Across
we
the street.
How you doing? Good evening.
Oh, okay. Is this better?
Sure. That'll
no,
work.
No, you stepped up a minute, but that's about it.
Oh,
Come on.
My apologies. I'm calling from my Alexa because I refuse to get charged again. Happy Halloween to those who celebrated. This is Queen Nye, the station manager, and I just wanted to wish everyone a great evening, a great weekend, a great next week. Enjoy this show. It's always wonderful and full of inspiration.
Amen.
Amen.
I am so praying for Evangelist Clay and Queen, and I pray that everything goes, your healing is as expected and even better.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. I'm complete.
Thank you.
All right. Anybody else? So before
I think
we
just everyone.
Before we go, I got this joke. This joke I want to share with you guys. My machine tech came out. Him and my daughter got to talking about jokes and stuff. So he said there were, get it right, he said there was 30 cows and 28 chickens. How many did not?
Now, for all y'all who know the answer, you're not allowed to answer.
Okay.
And you know who I'm talking to.
Oh, God. There was 30
Clay
cows and 28 chickens. How many you say?
Two.
No, ma'am.
One, two.
That was my answer, too, but nope. That's not it. There were 30 cows and 28 chickens. How many did not?
Did not what?
That's where he stopped. You just have to listen to the. You have to listen to the joke. You got to listen to it.
Well.
Two cows. The answer is not two.
Give y'all a couple more minutes.
There was 30 cows and 28 chickens. How many did not?
Okay, we give up.
Time is up. Y'all ready? So you have to have listened to how I said it. There were 30 cows and 28 chickens. How many did not? 20 of the 30 cows ate chickens. 10 of them did not. I didn't say 28 chickens. I said 28 chickens.
You said
oh, my God.
Okay.
I'm
happy to read that.
Yes.
See, that was a listening room.
So 30 of a cow, 820
so,
of a chicken.
Right.
Right. 28 chickens. And that's why I stopped. And how many did not? Because that was in the room. We told y'all we was going to have some fun tonight. Hey, we got a 704. 704, your mic is open. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing great. Doing
right,
great.
Right.
And who do we have tonight? Who do we have tonight? Who we got tonight?
It's Silhouette.
Hello, Silhouette.
Okay,
hey,
how are you?
Okay.
Yeah, I was trying to answer the question, but I think I was on mute, so you couldn't hear me.
Yes, yes. We just had to throw that in there. You know, have a little fun for a second. Silhouette, where are you calling from?
You said you had a question?
I am in North Carolina.
Woo, woo.
I knew that.
She was once. She was trying to answer the riddle. All right, well, welcome, honey, welcome. Sit back, relax, get your popcorn ready. We about to go on a ride. We're going to have some fun. So, I have the distinguished honor of introducing our guest, a young man I've recently met, and he is just, he's awesome, amazing, as we say, phenomenal. he's overcome a lot of adversities in his life, and he's doing some big things, some very, very amazing things. So you're gonna think that also when he gets through talking. So after the next song you hear, the next voice you hear will be of that Mr. Brian Anthony from New York, and you will be put on mute just to give him his respect for the show. So after that, we'll listen to him and he has to say, and we'll talk to him after he finishes. So after the next selection, you will hear that of Mr. Brian. Let me go ahead and take care of that right there.
Wow, it seems so scary out here. All the ghosts and goblins are running around tonight, and the moon is shining bright. Be aware, because the ghosts and goblins will hit you. If you get any candy, carry it to mommy and daddy before you eat it. Don't go and get any strange cars. Be aware, there are some bad people out here as well as good people. Take care. It's Halloween. You know what I mean?
You are listening to A-Chaina Squad. I'm off the Queen's Court here on the Six Eyes Radio Radio Network.
Listen up, you can be anything in the world, and God we trust, an architect, doctor, maybe an actress, but nothing comes easy, it takes much practice. Like, I met a woman who's becoming a star, she was very beautiful, leaving people in awe, singing songs, Lena Horne, but the younger version, hung with the wrong person, got a strong one at her, when cocaine, sniffing up drugs, all in her nose, could have died so young, now looks ugly and old, no fun, cause now when she reaches for hugs, people hold their breath, cause she smells of corrosion and death. Watch the company you keep, and the crowds you bring, cause they came to do drugs and you came to sing. So if you're gonna be the best, I'ma tell you how. Put your hand in the air and take the vow. I know I can,
I know I can
be what I wanna be,
be what I wanna be.
If I work hard at it,
I'll
be where I wanna be.
I'll be where I wanna be. I know I can,
I know I can
be what I
listen again. This is for grown-looking girls who's only 10. The ones who watch videos and do what they see, as cute as can be, up in the club with fake ID. Careful, before you meet a man with HIV, you can host a TV like Oprah Winfrey. Whatever you decide, be careful, some men be rapists, so act your age, don't pretend to be older than you are. Give yourself time to grow. Can give you wealth, but so young boys, you can use a lot of help, you know. You're thinking life's all about smoking weed and ice. You don't want to be my age and can't read and write, begging different women for a place to sleep at night. Smart boys turn them in and do whatever they wish. If you believe you can achieve, then say it like this. I know I can,
I know I can
be what I want to
be.
If I work hard at it, I'll be where I want to
be.
Now, go. We came to this country, we were kings and queens, never porch monkeys. There was empires in Africa called Kush, Timbuktu, where every race came to get books to learn from black teachers who taught Greeks and Romans, Asian Arabs, and gave them gold. When gold was converted to money, it all changed. Money then became empowerment for Europeans. The Persian military invaded, they heard about the gold, the teachings, and everything sacred. Africa was almost robbed naked. Slavery was money, so they began making slave ships. Egypt was the place that Alexander the Great went. He was in shock that the mountains were black faces. Shot up their nose to impose what basically still goes on today, you see. If the truth is told, the youth can grow. They learn to survive until they gain control. Nobody says you have to be gangsters, hoes. Read more, learn more, change the globe. Ghetto children, do your thing. Hold your head up, little man, you're a king. Young princess, when you get your wedding ring, your man is saying, she's my queen.
I know I can
be what I wanna
be.
If I work hard at it,
where I wanna
be.
That was I Know I Can by Nas.
Save the music, y'all. Save the music, y'all. Save the music, y'all.
To the worlds of a circus. My name is Brian Velasquez, or as in Facebook, Brian Timothy. I would like to welcome you all tonight and thank you so much for taking time out of your Friday night to join us this evening. So, where do I start? Whew, being born blind. It comes with so much territory, doesn't it? Yes, it does. Well, I was born 3 pounds, 1 ounce. In other words, I was not supposed to be here. But thankfully, with the grace of God and all that, I'm here, 32 years young, I should say, 32 years old from New York City. My blindness was caused by the incubator. There was some oxygen was given to me. There was a lot of oxygen, and the lights in the incubator damaged my retinas. So I did have a couple of surgeries during infancy, and unfortunately, they were not able to salvage my right eye. So I only have, well, I was born with no vision. And they were able to salvage a little bit of my left eye. I was able to get a little spark of light perception, which I'm thankful for. I'm at least able to see the sun, able to see darkness, nightfall, and able to see, you know, some sort of light. Sometimes I can see lights. Can't see colors, never saw colors, and never really seen the world. So for me, it was very interesting how I had to adapt and learn the world through sense, touch, smell, and of course, most importantly, audio through hearing. I'm going to share something a little later on about that, which follows me into my sleep. So you're kind of going to clue what I'm going to talk about. So let's start with growing up as a blind person. How was that for me? It was interesting. It was an adventure. Growing up in the Dominican neighborhood, growing up in a Dominican family, you know, thankfully, for the most part, my family, you know, thankfully my mom, my siblings, some cousins, they were very open, and I was included in a lot of things. I was able to go to birthday parties. I was able to go to the park. I was able to swing on the swings like they do on the trapeze. I was able to, you know, get on the slide, do all that fun stuff. Able to go to parties, carnivals, the movies. And true story, actually, they told my mom that it was abusive that they took me to the movies. And she was like, no. How is it abusive? He could still hear the movie. He may not be able to see, but he could hear. And if there's anything that needs to be described, I'll describe it for him. It's not a problem. And it was always a fun time. Just the smell of the popcorn, the smell of the, you know, just the sound of all the different movies playing or the sound of the background when you walk in. It was a very nostalgic for me. So I was able to experience that. Schooling, I was in a program called EVS, Educational Visitor Services. In New York City, that have, it has resource classrooms for those who are visually impaired. You are in public schools, but you do have a resource classroom for the kids who are visually impaired. In high school, I was mainstreamed completely. So I was in a class with everybody else in public school. With all sighted kids, I was the only blind student in school. I'm not going to lie, it was a little overwhelming at first. It was a big transition for me, but I was able to do the best I can and manage. Remember, I'm going to go back to the song that we just heard. If I work hard in it, I'll be where I want to be. And I referred to that a few times during this call. So, which was a journey in itself. Ooh-wee. Now comes the good part. College. First and foremost, I dormed at college. It was a very interesting experience. Thankfully and coincidentally, there was this one student by the name of Mr. Ruben Tabarez, who he was blind himself, and I met him. Sadly, he was graduating that same year I came in, so we were able to really connect, and he was able to give me some support and give me some pointers on, you know, how to navigate, how to go through school. I did get mobility training in school. They were able to send out a mobility instructor to the campus. They taught me how to walk around the campus, how to find, like, the buses to go into the city, where the classrooms were, how to navigate the different the campus halls, such as the classrooms, such as the tutoring center, to find things like the computer lab, very vital things that are needed when you go to dorm at a school. Okay. Even in high school, I learned, even during regular school, I learned how to travel by myself, which was, oh, my God, a very interesting point, very interesting, interesting time for me. There's a paratransit in the city called Accessoride, which I used to go to high school. And then, of course, before that, and then the very first year of high school, I took the bus, the school bus, which I was either in school way too late or way too early. Well, I take that back. With Accessoride, I was either way too late or way too early. And yes, in New York, they call it a stressoride. Why? They're either too late or too early. Or they have mad pickups along the way when they got to drop you off. Phew. So that was a very big process. I really wanted to travel by myself. And with mobility instruction here in New York, watch this. Check this out. You have to do the routes 3 times correctly. After they feel that you learned it, there is a test where you have to do the routes 3 separate times correctly. No mistakes, no hiccups, no veering, none of that. So the first go around, the first one was perfect. Second one was perfect. The third one, everything went so well. Took the bus, got to my stop to get off to go home. Everything was going so well. Last crossing before I got to the house, the second to last crossing before I got to my house, I had missed the cycle. I had gone a little bit late. I didn't realize. And then I feel a tug on the back of my jacket. And surely enough, it was a mobility instructor. And she was like, "Brian, you missed the cycle." I was like, "Miss Mandel, can I please get, oh, man, does that still count as did I fail the route?" She was like, "You know, I'm so sorry, but you got to do the route again. You didn't do it correctly because you missed that one cycle. Okay, so you got to do it again." Ugh, I was frustrated. I was not happy. I was so close to getting clearance to travel on my own. So we worked on that little hiccup. And it is a very tough crossing. There's a lot of turning cars. There's several lanes of traffic. So you really have to pay attention when crossing that particular street. So we went over that. I was able to do it. And we worked on it, so I got it right. And then came time for the second go-around. First time perfect, second time perfect. And what do you know? Third time perfect. Hallelujah. Got my form. Thank you. Yeah. I want to thank my mom. I want to thank my father. I want to thank everybody. Perfectly. Now, I get my form. I sign it. I'm on my way. Hallelujah. Let me tell y'all something. The first time I went to school, traveled on my own, ay, Dios mío. It was like Goldilocks. I was there not too early or not too late. It was just right. Ah, this part is just right. This trip to school was just right. Ah, I loved it. And I never looked back. Now, my Dominican neighborhood, when they saw me traveling by myself, whether it was to the store or whether it was to the bus stop, wherever it was, because everybody was so used to me being attached to family and grabbing on a sighted guy's family member's arm or relative's arm or whatnot, it was as if an elephant had escaped the circus. "Oh, my God, the one I saw, hello," which means, "Oh, my God, are you by yourself?" Or, "Ay, hombre," like, "Oh, man, poor thing." But for me, as frustrated as frustrating as it was a teachable moment because I had to, show them, like, hey, I can do it. I may be blind, but I just whip out my cane, do the best I can, take my time, and go where I need to go and do what I need to do. So we took a step back to traveling. Now we're going to go back into the college world because this is where we're going to get into the good stuff on how my career evolved and how everything developed. So growing up, I always wanted to be a Braille teacher. By the way, as I'm speaking, I'm moving my hips for those of you who can't see, doing a little dance as I say Braille teacher. So being a Braille teacher, I wanted to be a Braille teacher because I was around Braille teachers, and there was one Braille teacher who I was like, wow, I want to be like him. Oh, my God, he's doing this. He's so smart. And it was the late and great Mr. Bishop May, so rest in peace. And he always gave out candy at the end, so I love that. So you had to make sure you really did good and learned your contractions, which are abbreviated symbols for certain words. So, but that's definitely for another time. So I wanted to be a Braille teacher. So I pursued education my first year. And the first semester was, basic classes and whatnot, basic courses. The second semester is when I started getting into my core coursework, like my major. I took one class called Child Psych 306. Took the course, did my observations, did my paper, and I was like, I don't think that's for me. That's why it's very important for those of you who are listening and who are on the call and who are planning to go to college, please, please, please take advantage of your field work, and if anything, do it. Going to help you determine if the career choice is right for you. And also, do internships. I don't know if there's people who are blind on the call. I'm not too sure. I think there is. But if anybody is familiar with WETs, and let's say you're in college, take advantage and do something that along your career, maybe it's a teaching job. I did a teaching job in the former Catholic Guild in New York City that summer, and I taught a few people Braille. It was a good experience. But then again, I was like, I don't think this is right for me. I think I could do something else. So I went back to school that's my sophomore year. And that's where I stumbled across therapeutic recreation that second semester. So I took a class called Special Populations. Very interesting class. You learn about all the populations. And I did a field experience at a school called 721. It had kids on the spectrum, kids with multiple disabilities. And it was very, I'm not going to lie, it was very, you really had to be emotionally prepared because you saw a lot of kids in wheelchairs. And for me, it was really touchable. And no, I'm not going to cry, don't worry. But it was touchable for me because there were times that I'll complain so much about being blind, and I'm not going to lie, I have my, we all have our moments, right? But it was a moment where I was like, oh my God, I should be thankful that I'm able to walk. I should be thankful. There are people much worse, and I'm here complaining about being blind. But at the same time, I had to be strong, do my field work, do the observation I needed to do for the paper I had to do, and the presentation, because I had to do an oral presentation. So it was a double whammy for me, but I enjoyed it. Did that, went forward with the career because I really enjoyed it, so I switched over everything. Did the courses, the only course that I hated so much was anatomy. anatomy and physiology I'm never going to forget. And the teacher was not as accommodating. I had to, it was like pulling teeth for him to be accommodating, pulling teeth for him to be, he'll be like, look it, look it, look it, look at here. How do the cells have epithelia? And he was just right on the board. By the way, I'm hitting the bedpost, pretending that it is a board. No description. But over time, he got it together and gave me a replica, like the heart. He had like a little replica of the heart. He had a replica of the brain. He had a little replica of different body parts. And that's how I was able to pass and able to thankfully pass that class, because it was a very tough class and you had to do labs and whatnot. So that finished. Then we get into my internship, 560 hours. Brutal internship hours. And I worked with dementia patients. This was at Hearthstone Palisades. There was one point where I had to go to the main site for a training. It was a mandatory training that all staff must take. And one of the activities was you had to get 3 index cards and you had to write down 3 things, 3 of your favorite things. I'm not sure if it was childhood. I think it was childhood. And turns out one of them was circus. Now, after we completed writing everything down, she came around, took one card one by one, signifying the loss of function as dementia advances. That was very touching. And then the executive director who was running the training said, you know, she went over everybody's favorite things, and she said, circus, you know, Brian, that'll be a great program you should do, because a lot of the residents grew up during the Great Depression, and circus was really big around that time, the 1920s, 1930s, 1940s, and I was like, I didn't think much of it. And mind you, I used to love circus growing up, but I grew out of it, of course. So, okay, training happens. Do my internship. We actually did a program on one of the programs I implemented because my supervisor was really pushing me to do a circusing. She was like, work on your circusing because I really want you to do a program on circusing. And I was like, okay, I guess. In my head, I was like, all right, what am I going to do with these residents? So oddly enough, doing some research, I pulled up a video on the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus Train when they used to travel by train back before they closed in 2017. Now they're back, but it's a whole other show. But the video showed how the elephants walked across the tunnel. I mean, how they marched, how they loaded the train, how they walked to the arena. And we did threading. We spoke about the different commands the elephants would use. We spoke about the circus, how... And a lot of the residents were very, you know, they spoke about the when they used to go to the old Ringling Brothers way back in the day. I was like, wow, a lot of history here. So I didn't realize, but I don't know. I didn't think much of it, but it started to ignite a spark. Something in me said, I don't know, I had a weird feeling about this. But I didn't think much of it. I pressed on, continued on, did what I had to do, completed my internship, graduated. Yee! Oh, that was the best feeling walking across that stage, man. Whew! Loved it. Graduated from St. Thomas Aquinas College, moved on to work at Coney Island Hospital in Brooklyn by the boardwalk, right? By the boardwalk. But sadly, I didn't really get to go to the boardwalk, so oh well. During my time, there was a circus in New York that needed volunteer work because I was looking up tickets for that particular show, and they had needed volunteer work for a program called Circus of the Senses. which had provided audio description to the perform to the audience members who couldn't see, and sign language for those who couldn't hear, and sensory adaptations like lower lighting and lower sound for those who are neurodiverse. So I did that twice that year. It was, 11 a.m., so I worked the night shift at Coney Island, so I was like, okay, fine, twice. It was good. It was something to do, but they wanted me back the following year. I was like, okay. Work was still the same. Workout was still the same. Fine. Why not? Went the first day. Good. Awesome. We took the kids into the ring, and the ringmaster, who was the amazing Stephanie Monsu, came up to me and said, would you like to speak in the microphone? Little did she know, I was working with the circus. I wasn't one of the audience members. I guess she saw me with the cane, and she thought I was one of the members in the audience. So I proceeded to make an announcement welcoming everybody into the ring, took it upon myself. We had a little touch tour where the kids were able to meet performers, touch the horse with a mohawk. Never forget, Frankie the horse with a mohawk. Touched the mohawk, whatever. Touch tour was over. They wanted me back on the mic. Everybody, thank you for coming, blah, 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 blah. Fine. Day's over. Time to go home. So there was a lot of side chatter. Oh, this was great. That was great. Blah, 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 blah. Next morning comes. I come in like normal. Do what I need to do. Good morning. Hi, everybody. So as I mind my business, they're like, hey, we need to talk to you. I'm taken to the side, and they're like, you have an amazing voice. Would you want to open up the show for us this morning? Would you want to be our guest ringmaster? I thought of it for a second, and I was like, you know what? Sure. Why not? So got the jacket, got all the fixings that we needed, and went backstage, as all the performers would do. And I was a little, I was a little nervous, which is natural. And guys, it is natural to be nervous. It happens to all of us. It's a natural thing. It's something new. So I was next step, Miss Monsu. She was giving me some advice. And I walked out there, did my thing. And guys, let me tell you, ever since then, it woke me up into a whole nother world. It plunged me into a whole nother world. Now, there is a saying, and I've heard this from the amazing Jonathan Lee Iverson, who was the president of the board of Omnium Circus. And he says, and he's gotten this from other ringmasters too, and I can attest to this, once the sawdust is in your veins, it never leaves your veins. So looking back, I guess I had the sawdust all my life and didn't notice all this time and didn't notice it. Wow. And plus, I had hidden talents that I didn't even notice. And mind you, when I was little, I used to always imitate from what I was told. I always used to imitate the ringmaster. I always used to imitate announcers. And surely enough, look, and one of my teachers said to me, the amazing Joy Beater said, life comes around full circle. And I was like, you know what? You're right. She was like, you've enjoyed the circus when you were little. You worked in therapeutic recreation. You're back with the circus. You're doing stuff with the kids. You're doing touch tours. You're doing educational, helping with educational programs and helping teach kids how to twirl, dance, give them advice, give them pet talks. And then we're really going to get into how I got into Omnium, how it happened. So I'm excited about that. And I was like, wow, I didn't think of it like that. So now we get into Omnium. How did Omnium happen? The amazing. Yes.
before you start talking like that, do you want a break?
Oh, sure. Let's keep everybody in suspense because this is going to be the good part.
We like doing that.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll take a couple minutes to do a couple things. Everybody just sit back, sit tight, and in a few minutes we'll get back to Mr. Brian. Thank you so much. I'm waiting for the cliffhanger. So, again, thank you all for attending tonight. Thank you for joining AJ and the Squad in the Queen's Court right here on the Success Radio Network with Mr. Brian Estee of New York. And we can't wait to hear the ending. So sit back, relax, give us a couple of minutes, and we'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Come on, everybody. We have to stay together. Come on. Mommy told us to stay together. Get all the candy we can get. And don't forget, we cannot eat none of this candy before we go home, but Mama can look through the candy and make sure it's good for us. Don't forget what Mommy said. She said, stay together. Stay together. Oh, it's kind of scary in here. Let's hurry up and get the candy. Come on, brother. Come on, sister. Let's get the candy. Yes. Get all the candy we want. Don't tell Mommy all we got because she'll send us to the dentist. And you know what that means when we go to the dentist. Brush up, brush up, brush up, brush up, brush up, brush up. You ask to brush your teeth. You know Mommy's going to make us brush our teeth. Come on, come on, let's come back. Let's come back. Let's get ready to get in the car. Let's get in the car before Mommy comes and she'll know we got all this candy. We want to say happy, happy Halloween to everyone that's out here. And don't forget, check your children candy. It's Miss Pride and Joy with Socktober Awareness in the month of October. We talked about it in the beginning of the month, and it's getting ready to close out, and it's getting ready to get colder. So we want to talk about Socktober. And what is Socktober, Miss Pride and Joy? Socktober is where we take socks and take them to our local shelters where we stay at. And that way, people can keep their hands and people can keep their feet warm this winter. So that's AJ and the Squad. And Six Eyes Radio Network. To
Happy Halloween, everyone. This is Destiny from AJ and the Squad. I just want to say, you all be aware. Don't you send your kids out without the glow or glare. It's pumpkin season. It's very nice. Come on, little kids, where they are made of sugar and spice. Don't be afraid to go out each day and night. Everything is going to be all right. The spooks are out. The ghosts are here. The goblins, too, but don't you fear. Happy Halloween, everyone. Much love from me to you. Happy Halloween again from Destiny of AJ and the Squad.
You're listening to AJ and the Squad, along with the Queen's Court here on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Everybody come out and let the mystery sing.
That was A Brand New Day by the Wiz Broadway cast.
Hello, this is Miss Silhouette coming through just to let you know that I truly do love listening to H.A. and the Squad and the Queen's Court on 6Live Radio Network. Thanks for all that you guys do. You guys are truly, truly an inspiration. Be blessed.
Great job, great job. All right, Mr. Brian, are you ready?
Yes, is the audio still good? Can everybody hear me?
Oh, yes, yeah, sir. It's all yours.
All right, all righty. Thank you very much, and welcome back to the second half. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us, and thank you for that selection, Squad. So, we're getting into the world of Omnium, but first, since it's Halloween, I want to do a quick little anecdote. Little story about my favorite and my worst thing about Halloween. So my favorite thing about Halloween was back in elementary school. Every year we used to have a party in class. And I used to always look forward to everybody bringing the snacks. I would look forward to, what snack is this person going to bring? What are we going to have today? And it was just so nostalgic. It was so exciting. I remember taking bags of chips to school. I remember one year I took a soda to school to share with everybody. I used to love that. Love it. My worst thing about Halloween that I hated was I was a clown one year, believe it or not, and I hated all that makeup put on me. I didn't like that I had to be so still. I didn't like that it took so long. It was such a long process. I had fun that day, but it was such a long process. So there y'all go, my best and worst things about Halloween. So now, back to business. All right. Omnium, how did it start? How did I get involved? What happened? So it turns out the amazing Lisa B. Lewis used to work for the circus I was referring to earlier. Now, I actually used to go to that circus when I was a child growing up. So that same performance I was referring to. So to work for them, that's why it made it more exciting, because I was able to return back to the big top. Back to one of my stomping grounds, I should say. Back to one of my stepping stones, stomping grounds, whatever the word is. So I'd see her again. Apparently she remembered me when I was 8 years old. I found out the other day, apparently one of my teachers introduced me to her, which I do not recall. So, but yay for that. So we connected, volunteered with her, and surely enough, during the pandemic in 2020, as y'all know, everything was shut down. So she decided to create a circus called Omnium Circus. First and foremost, what does Omnium mean? Omnium means of all, belonging to all. We are comprehensively inclusive all the time. We have live audio description at every performance. We have live ASL at every performance. We have relaxed seating where people, if they want to get up, fidget, stretch, walk around, there's room for that. That's why we're inclusive. We have sensory adaptations such as the sound is at a certain decibel, the lighting is at a certain decibel. And we have a calming sensor for all patients, for all audience members, for all patrons. And we have a touch tour, where a touch table where the audience members who can't see, and it's actually everybody can try it out, where we have the props set up where they can feel the tight wire, feel the roller bowler, the cylinder where the performer stands on a platform as the cylinder moves. We have a basketball that the legendary King Charles troupe uses during their performance. And this is an act where we have performers that shoot basketballs while riding, get this, unicycles. So if you get a chance to go to Omnium, you will check that out. One of the other acts that we have is we have a performer in Aerialist, which will be back with us next spring. I am so excited. The amazing Jen Brickabauer and her husband do an amazing aerial silks act. And this is a performer who was born with no legs, and she does aerial. So definitely in our spring tour, we will be in Washington, D.C. We will be in New York City at the New Victory Theater. I am so excited and so pumped for that. But before that, before we get into all the fun stuff about the tours and tomorrow's show in Orlando, in Florida, which I'm going to talk about, how the heck did I get into Omnium? So I didn't answer the question yet. I'll get there. Whew, hang in there, guys. So me and Lisa were talking about what she wanted to do. I sent her some ideas. People, you know, she reached out to some other people, Jonathan Lee Iverson, a few people. And surely enough, Omnium was born in 2020. performance was December 12th, 2020. And during that time leading up to then, I gave her some hints about the website, gave her some pointers on accessibility, gave her a talk about accessibility. We had long conversations about accessibility, how to make the website compatible. I would always give her feedback on the website, give her feedback, told her what to fix, told her what wasn't right, told her what wasn't wrong. And until December 12th, I critiqued the show for her. We had a virtual show where all the performers were virtual. They did a video, and it was put into one show. It was pulled, piped into one show. And we had different acts. We had clowns. We had acrobats. We had so many different, and we had a horse ballet, which was really cool. Sadly, we have no animals in the show. We're almost at the part where I finally get on board. So we speak about the website. We speak about accessibility. We speak about different ideas, bounce back and forth. And so the question came up, do you want to work with us? I was like, sure. You know, thought about it, gave it some time, you know, looked into it. And surely enough, I was going to do group sales. Now, in that buyer during that time was in 2021. I had gone on board in June, started reaching out to some schools about the virtual show, some organizations. So our fall tour starts to emerge for 21. We were supposed to be in Virginia at Tyson's Corner under the Big Top. We had the tent. We had everything set. So we have meetings leading up to that, Zoom meetings, discussing how we're going to sell the tickets and the group sales and the box office, because I was going to do box office work. I was excited. So, sadly enough, November comes. We were supposed to open November 18th of that year. We're selling tickets. I fly to DR, and Dave's on the 10th, so I was over there to celebrate with her. And sadly, that week, I was in the DR. I see a message on Facebook saying that due to circumstances beyond our control, the tour is going to have to be postponed or canceled. So I check my email. I check all the news outlets, making sure if everything's okay. I make sure about the cases, because cases were pretty high at the time, so I wanted to make sure how Virginia was doing. I was not happy inside. And let me tell you something. That morning when I called Lisa to make sure, confirm everything and make sure there was no meeting that morning, I've never heard her so down and sad. If you guys get to meet her in person, or even over the phone, she is a firecracker. It doesn't matter what time of day it is. It could be 8 o'clock in the morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Omnium Circus. Hi, it's Lisa. She's a firecracker, man. So, hopefully you guys get to meet her. She is amazing. She is a doll. Fall tour got canceled in 21. The tent was up. The box office was set. Everything was set up. We had everything ready to go. Had to come down. What happens? Regroup. If I work hard on that stage. That's what we all had to do. And Lisa, you know, working tirelessly as the founder of Omnium, you know, we all had to come together. We really had to. It was all a group effort. So we decided to have our show in theaters. It was a theater tour. So our first stop was Capital One Hall, Tysons, Virginia, in 2022. And we had a show at the Queens Theater in New York City in 23. I was starting to do outreach, but still getting the hang of trying to get some groups in. But I started mostly doing outreach for that time. We get to 23. I was able to tour with them. Finally, I was able to tour with them to D.C. It was an amazing experience. Oh, my gosh. The first day I got there, we went straight to tech. So tech is when the show is being rehearsed, when the acts are being put together. They do their act several times. So you hear the same act go on for like several times in the day. One act will do their act several times. Another act will come on and perfect their act another several times. And then they'll all come back into the same act again. I had the music stuck in my head of how many times we had to see the acts perform. But it was an amazing experience. They'll stop the music. Wait, stop. No, this has to be worked on better. Or there'll be times that be like, no, wait. This has to be this because perfect this to do this. Da, da, da. Circus, this is when I really realized that circus was not just a jumble of fun. Circus is work. Well, then again, that's why it's called work, right? But I never knew the complicity and all the dynamics that have to go into circus. Never knew that. And so that day, it was an eye-opener. And touring with them in D.C. was an amazing experience. I loved it. I was at the touch table at one point before the show and during intermission. And we had sold-out performances. We had a show in Jersey. Amazing. Our most recent show was in Connecticut. Very, very successful. It was a lot of kids in the audience. We loved it. Two friends of mine went. They had a blast. And we all had a great time. It was amazing. And now we will be in Florida. We were at Arizona last week. Successful shows there. 2 weeks ago, on the 14th, we were in Arizona at the Vista Center for the Arts in Surprise. We will be in Florida tomorrow evening, two shows, 2 and 7 p.m. at the Sharon L. Morris Performing Arts Center. And after that, after tomorrow, we conclude our fall tour and get ready for spring, which I am extremely excited about. We're going to be in D.C., Michigan, Colorado. And the one I'm really, 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 really waiting for, New York City. Oh, and I think I missed a couple. I think we're going to be in New Mexico. Got to check. But I believe also we're going to be in New Mexico, which that's very exciting to hear. And I am just so excited. I am just so proud of Omnium, how far we've come. We may have had to regroup. We may have fallen a couple of times, but as the song says in Aaliyah, dust yourself off and try again. You can dust it off and try again. Yeah. So, yeah. Now, another part of Omnium that's really important is our education piece and our employment piece. So we were the leading employee for the disabled for 2022. Go Omnium. Our education piece. Omnium brings we have started an amazing education program where we go to schools, we go to camps. Our most recent engagement was at the New York Institute for Special Education, where the students learned it was a summer school program. The students learned how to dance, how to juggle, how to walk the tight wire. We had a pretend balance beam where the students were able to pretend they were walking on a wire. We had improv. Now, last year, I went to Rochester. We had a gig at Camp Smile for the Blind, and the students did the same thing. We had an amazing program where they were able to learn basic circus skills and perform for the community at the end of the program, same as the Institute. I was actually honored to serve as a ringmaster for those two engagements. Now, there was something that transpired that was a very big learning lesson for me. Very big learning lesson. Know your audience. It goes for everybody. I was doing my thing. I started off strong. Hello, ladies. I'm going to keep it down because I'm at my house now. But it was like, and now, ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, do you want some more? I said, do you want some more? And I did that for a little bit, not too long. And during one of the acts, I was tapped on the shoulder, and I was told to tone it down because there were kids that had sensory issues. We had a preschool in the audience, a whole preschool. A couple of kids had sensory issues, and they were covering their ears. And that was described to me appropriately, quietly, and very professionally. So I was like, okay. Kept on moving with the show, toned it down, and I completed the show. Now, with being a ringmaster, needs to be considered that is very important. You have it's your responsibility to keep the show going. What do I mean by that? You're performing with kids. With kids, you don't know what's going to happen. With circus, you don't know what's going to happen. A performer may be sick one day. The act may be, their kids may take long to set up the act, or there are things that props that need to be set up. So this is where I would come in and engage the audience. We would do something like sing songs, like if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands, or the itsy bitsy spider went up the water spot. You get the gist of it. So it's very important. Improv is a very important piece of ring mastering. And, you know, I would assume hosting, I guess. But keeping the show going is very important because, you know, if you're standing there and there's an act, you know, act setting up and there's no music, no nothing, what's going to happen? The audience is going to disengage. So it's very important to keep the show going. Have a nice, strong voice, a bold voice. Know your audience, and you will be golden. In closing, I did tell somebody this. There was one student at Camp Smile who was not herself. She was disengaged. She was very frightened. And I gave her a pep talk. And I gave everybody a pep talk at the beginning that you guys can do it. If you guys will do very well today, you guys are going to make it. And then told her the same thing. We had lunch before the show. And they were talking about the circus. And they were like, yeah, I guess, yeah. And she was like, yeah. Like, some kids were excited. And she was the one that was like, yeah, I guess I'm looking forward to it, I guess. Like, yeah, like, uh-huh. But after she did it, all you heard was, I did it. I did it. I did it. I did it. Thank you. I did it. I did it. And she was so happy. The kids loved it. And sadly, a little bit of sad news that I got earlier this year, the director of the Camp Smile that we were at passed away. So unfortunately, it's no more. And it was a great program. But, you know, I've had an amazing journey with Omnium, and I'm thankful to be a part of it. And as for everybody out there, whatever dreams you have, keep pushing for it. Reach for the stars and do the best you can. Remember, if I work hard on it, I'll be where I want to be.
All right.
Amen. All right. That was amazing. Lovely. Amazing.
Yes. Yes. So, before I open these mics, I'm going to say this. There is quite a crowd in here. And to be respectable of people's time and just respect in itself, please limit your questions or your comments to just a couple of minutes because we gratefully have a good crowd. And we see everybody, I know everybody wants to say something, so just be mindful of that. Let's just keep it moving in this. Oh, wow, I'm excited. Okay. So, if you want to talk, go ahead, press the 1. You guys whose mics were open before, I'm going to just open yours back up anyway. The ones who had not opened theirs, if you like, you may press 1. And we're going to start here. 205, your mic is open. Seven oh four. 704, your mic is open.
Okay. Hold on, I think someone's trying to say something.
Hello?
Never mind. Keep going.
Okay. All right. 803, your mic is open.
Thank you very much, said this two-piece. That was just an amazing, encouraging story. I enjoyed every bit of it. It was better than popcorn that I was eating. I just thought my popcorn just indulged. The whole from beginning to end, it reminded me of myself, especially crossing the street. And oh, man, I enjoy every bit of it. Thank you so much for coming and sharing that with AJ and the squad. Appreciate you guys.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yes, sir. Thank you so much.
850, your mic is open, and that is the Lockleys.
Yes, I enjoy just everything that the young, that the mentor said, and I really thank him for sharing his stories, and I appreciate him, and I encourage him to continue to do what he's doing. And to continue to encourage others to that they can be whatever they want to be. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yes, I just want to say to the speaker, the guest tonight, that I thank God, too, that you, well, really God gave you the courage to come out and share your story. And I'm sure it has helped a lot of people. And I want you to continue to trust in the Lord and put him first in everything you do. And he will direct your path. And just keep up the good work what you're doing. And keep on telling your story. We just appreciate everything that we heard. And I thank God I was able to be on Six Eyes Radio Network to hear your story. So just keep on sharing and keep on believing and keep on trusting and keep on keeping on and don't go backwards. And that's
Amen.
My closing word.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Evangelist Clayton, your mic is open.
Man is Clayton, your mic, and if you wish to speak.
336, your mic is open.
I like your story. I like the way that you were separating it. And what I mean by separating, you'll go over here and then you'll speak a little bit over here and then you'll speak a little bit over here and speak a little bit over there. It was a very interesting story that you told, and I'm so glad that you told it, you know, and told it the way that you told it, you know, for understanding for the ones that might need understanding of it. And where you, like I said again, separated this, and you went over here, separated this. You kept everything apart as you was going, like the way you was going into each thing you was going into, and that would make the story, you know, interesting. And seeing how you would separate as you go, so I liked that. Like the story.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
So again, I'm Evangelist Clayton. I don't know if you're maybe not fell asleep on us. I know you were fighting it. 704, your mic is open. I don't want to hold nobody back. 205, your mic is open.
Yes, I like to say that I really enjoyed to speak. It gave me hope. It should have given other people hope that they can do whatever they want to do. Put your trust in God, and God will lead you to do whatever you feel that you can do, and you will be able to be successful in life. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you for that.
Amen.
Thank you for those words.
Anybody else? Remember, if you want to talk to our speaker, press 1, please. Everybody else, if mics are open, if your mic was open before he spoke, your mic is open now.
And while we're waiting on everybody, I just want to say to you, Mr. Brian, thank you so much, sir. I'm very grateful and appreciative for you gracing us with your testimony tonight. Me being visually impaired. Yes, sir. Me being visually impaired. Everybody knows how passionate I am. I love all of our guest speakers, but when we have those guests who come on and who are visually impaired, and I've been trying to tell people for such a long time, you know, they want to make fun of the visually impaired and, oh, they know they're worthless, they're useless. And I have just heard so many testimonies of the miraculous, of the wonderful, phenomenal things that the visually impaired community does, the lanes and avenues that we are creating. So I just want to thank you, sir. I said you have come on here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like I said, we like to motivate. We like to uplift. We like to inspire our callers, our listeners. And your story, I know, has done that. And so me personally, I just want to say thank you for your time and coming on here and sharing and being honest. And I'm hoping in the future that we can have you in the circus come down to around my way, because I would love to introduce that to my community. I really would. I think that's just something that is amazing. Like I said, when you were – go ahead.
Question, where are you?
I'm in Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio.
Ohio. Oh, that's a good question. Hopefully we'll try. We'll try to get down there.
Well, you know, say we will work that out. Like I said, I have a nonprofit organization, and me being a part of the podcast, I have started to link and network with other people, and I'm still working on connecting with other different organizations. But we have a site center down here in Cleveland, Ohio. Mm. And I'm just, as I was listening to you, I'm just thinking that these are the type of things that they need to get on board with. Just because I understand the community, the lack of entertainment, the lack of outlets and options for the visually impaired. And it's just the things that I hear on here are just amazing. And I just know so many people who are not aware of what's going on out here in the impaired community. And I know that they would just appreciate it and understand what it takes to do what you do, what we do. No matter what's, you know, no matter our circumstances, we keep, as we say around here, pushing and pressing forward. So I just want to say God bless you. Keep up the great work. Thank you. And once again, thank you for coming and blessing us tonight here on the 6 Hours Radio Network, AJ and the Squad in the Queen's Court. Then I'm complete.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
Remember to talk, press 1.
That's right. Tell him.
Just in case they couldn't hear you.
We need to tell Mr. Two Piece. You need to get with Brian because I heard a lot of voices. I hear some collabos. I heard some collabos.
Because when he first was talking about the woman, the first woman I was seeing, I was like, wait a minute, I didn't take nobody else off mute. Who is that?
Hey, listen, he do it so effortlessly. He do it so flawlessly.
Right.
And that's what I was thinking, like, ooh, wow, another two-piece. I was like, this is okay.
I'm going to find you on Facebook.
He's on our
Absolutely,
page.
Absolutely, Mr. Brian, if you would like to put out your... Your information, if you want to, where people can reach out to you. Go right ahead.
Absolutely. Brian Timothy, B-R-Y, Brian with a Y, B-R-Y-A-N, Timothy on Facebook. Bravado Brian on Instagram. B-Boy 8090 on TikTok. And Brian Velasquez on YouTube. So B-R-Y-A-N, V-E-L-A-Z as in zebra, Q-U-E-Z as in zebra.
I know you said that you had a show tomorrow night down in Florida. Can you give us that address and where that's going to be at?
Absolutely. It's at the Sharon L. Morris Performing Arts Center at the Villages, 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. For more information, you can visit omniumcircus.org. Heads up, for those of you in Florida who want to attend, tickets are going fast. So please secure your seats because we are really known to sell out. So definitely get on board with that if you're going to do that. It'll be a nice treat for the family. There's going to be live audio description. There's going to be a touch table ran by the amazing Lisa B. Lewis. We have an amazing ringmaster by Danette Shepherd Vaughn. She is absolutely amazing. And we have amazing performers. We have the King Charles Troupe. We have clowns. We have aerialists. And it's a great show for all ages. So come on out.
Absolutely. Amen.
Thank you.
Anybody else would like to speak? Please come in. This is interaction. Let's have some.
So I'm going to say, this is Queen, of course. Thank you so much, sir. I really, really appreciate it. We would like to say some of the others. We've been trying for a minute. So thank you so much.
It's
I
okay.
know you had a busy weekend because you got to get down to Florida. So thank you for including us in this weekend. We really appreciate that. I look forward to doing more stuff with you. I know we all going to get together to collaborate on some things. So as you're going up and down the East Coast, go ahead and throw North Carolina in there while you're at it. And so we just look forward to getting with you more and taking care of some things and just doing more and more for our community. So thank you so much. I so appreciate you.
Absolutely. All righty. Thank you, guys.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
You
have a great
night.
Appreciate you so much.
Thank you all. God bless you all.
God bless you too.
Safe travels to you tomorrow.
Absolutely. If I could for a second.
Of course.
While we have been on the air, I would like to report that Robert Card, the shooter in the mass shooting in Maine, has been found dead. That has been confirmed by Fox News. Once again, Robert Card, the shooter in the Maine mass shooting, has been found dead.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Praise God for the safety. I just leave it at that.
Oh, man.
I know people was probably going through all kind of thoughts with that man being loose.
I tell you, you really got to feel for the people. I mean, when you have people telling you, you can't come outside your house.
Right.
You can't go to the store. You can't go to work.
It's scary,
you can't
man.
Do anything. Understand, for the last 48 hours, these people have had to stay sheltered by law, ordered to stay sheltered down in their residence. And you got to think about that. They don't know where this man is, knowing that he's got an AR-15, like as they were reporting with multiple magazines on him. And, you know, like I said, as they reported, you know, the mental health issues. And as we say around here, and that's why we do the mental checks every week, because we understand mental health is real. Mental disability is real. It is real. And that those
I
numbers are
it.
Increasing in America. And once again, that's why I love what we do. Because we care about each other, we love each other, we respect each other, we're family, we check in on each other. And those are, that goes along with our callers and those who participate on our Facebook page. So just like we say, it is okay to say that I'm not okay. And if you're not okay, try to pray to God, talk to God. If that is not the way for you, try to reach out to somebody, a family member, a friend, or somebody. And if you need numbers, we can get them for you. We have people that does our resources and gathers information, and we'd be more than willing to help you in any possible way that we can.
Anybody got anything else? Anything else? I don't want to hold nobody back.
I think somebody woke up.
I think so. They were sleeping good, sound like. Ooh.
Yes, yes.
I hear you.
I I want to remind everybody, don't forget Saturday nights, 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Make sure you kick out, check out Mr. Six Eyes himself and the crew, all the things that they do with DJ ATL, Mr. Wolfgang, our very own Pride and Joy, and, of course, Queen Nye, the station manager of the Six Eyes Radio Network. Make sure you check them out. Great music, commentary, ladies breaking entertainment news. Make sure you check them out every Saturday, 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
And next Friday, come back and join us as we present the Queen's Court, when the women take over and empower and uplift and inspire each other.
Amen.
How sweet it is.
That part right there. It only
ain't
took
it
a year
is.
And a half.
Ain't it is.
That part right there. And it is. Anybody else? Anyone else? Like we always do before we get up out of here, God grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, the courage to change those things that we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And we all say, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Look, sleepy over there.
God, you hear me?
I want some of what she got.
Sound like it was a good one too, boy. That's all right. That's all right.
Anything
else, my queen? Anything else?
No, that's all I got. Just thank you guys for joining us tonight. Go ahead, babe. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, did y'all let her know that the Big Brother, Big Sister program on Halloween, they're going to be having treats and candy and giving out at the Big Brother, Big Sister program if y'all have one in your area.
Okay. Okay. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say this. If you buy your kids costumes and they have masks, then make sure they can see out of those holes, please. Please make sure they can see out of those holes.
And I am Leslie. We're the Lockers from Tallahassee, Florida. We love listening to the Six Eyes Radio Network with AJ and the Squad and Queen's Court, one of the hottest radio stations in the nation.
You better say it.
You don't what get no better than it.
You better say it.
Good afternoon on this beautiful, beautiful 27th day of October. Coming, amen, to wish you a happy, happy Halloween from my house to your house. Be safe when you go out. Make sure that you watch your surroundings and always have your product checked before eating any of your items. Wishing you a happy Halloween. This is Evangelist Clayton for Six Eyes Radio Network with AJ and the Squad in Queens Court. Wishing you a happy, happy Halloween from my house to your house. God love you, and so do I. Yay.
You've been listening to another great episode of AJ and the Squad, along with the Queen's Court here on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Hey.
Good night, everyone. See you next Friday.
Bye.
Happy Halloween.
Good
night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Something strange in your neighborhood.
Who you gonna call?
That's right.
Call the squad.
Who you gonna call? You better call the squad.
Right.
Right.
Stranger danger. I don't want
we ain't scared of no ghosts. We ain't scared of no ghosts.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Queen's Court.
An invisible man sleeping in your bed. Oh,
who you gonna call?
If you're all alone, pick up the phone and call.
Squad.
Hey, Dan.
4-2-4-3-9-6-1-7.
Who you gonna call? You better go of a freaky ghost, baby. You better call.
And the death is gonna catch you, bitch.
Good night, everybody.
God bless.